Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about working with your spouse.
Sorry, it already makes me laugh.
I wrote this title. And before every show, Jill takes a couple seconds, jots down some notes.
I don't know why this makes
me laugh. It took 20 minutes. She has a lot to say.
Oh, it's funny.
So before we hear what Jill has to say about working with your spouse, let's take a question posted by one of our members. This could end up being a full-blown argument.
I was just going to say, it could be a rant. It could be
argument.
You know what you did.
She said she got done writing for 20 minutes. I just let her go, you know. She turned and looked at me and said, well, there's good things and bad things about it.
I have the
and that was it.
I have the
and
pros.
Then she brushed her hair.
And I have that's exactly what I did.
Like, oh, man.
And I like, brushed my hair and reapplied my lipstick. I said, bring it.
Wrote herself into an anger state. You ever like this happens with men all like every man who's listening is going to know what I'm talking about, like,
and then he did that.
She just got mad all of a sudden. I didn't do anything. I was just sitting there.
And you could just
because
see.
She probably thought about something that happened 2 years ago or whatever and wrecked the whole night.
If only I knew this is how it would go. Awesome.
We're going to apply it to real estate. So don't worry.
It's perfect. You'll love all my stuff.
Let's take a question posted from our Land Academy, Land Investors online community.
Okay. Skylar asks, hi guys, another quick question for the community. Would you guys buy these properties? The reason I'm posting them here is for opinions, as they each have a problem.
In quotes.
Exactly. I'm already not interested if these got these problems, but let's see. Property number one, 2.7 acres of rural vacant land, but it's got this huge bladed path through it. Why is that a problem? Do you think this takes away from the usable value?
No.
Heck no.
It's an attribute.
Yeah, should I drop the resale price because of it?
No,
yeah.
It's awesome. There are people who look for it. Now you have two pieces of property.
Yeah, I can
you ever
put
see like a lake property where when I was growing up, we used to go to, I had this aunt, her name was Wanda. We called her Aunt Wanda. And she had a property where they lived in like this peninsula. It was the coolest thing ever. And so their house was on, there's a road that split right through it. Their house was on the water on this huge lake. And then you cross the road and they had this massive boathouse that you could live in with boats and stuff that you would crank up.
That's,
I mean, it was the
cool.
coolest thing ever.
You can go to one house or the other. I like that.
It was a little
that.
Kid's dream. And we always had fishing lines in like going down in the house into the water. And there was always something on a line like in Michigan.
You've never told me this.
Yeah, it was really cool. I just thought about it now. I don't know why.
A fish called Wanda.
Most probably because
most
of the memories I have of my childhood are not positive. So that is one positive.
This is good. I like this. You're making progress, sweetheart. Welcome to Relationship Week. Steven's going to be crying by Friday.
I'm already crying on the inside.
Yikes. Okay, should I get to property
aside,
two?
All kidding aside, property one, that's a huge attribute. Go
okay,
ahead.
Property two, 2.06 acres of vacant residential city land.
Infill lot.
But it's landlocked.
What?
And one would need an easement to get to the road. I know what I would do right here too. But guys, I'm so conflicted about these two deals. What would you guys do? Thanks in advance.
If the numbers work on the first one, don't hesitate to do it. That'll sell really quickly. On the second one, I would order.
That's what I was going to say.
Info reports. Go to inforeports.com. It's a company Jill and I own. We started for exactly this situation. And find out from a pro, our business partner, if you can actually get an easement to the property.
Right.
It's a lot easier sometimes than you think, especially in an urban area.
Who knows? Maybe there is a legal access in there that's just not... That's
you just can't see it.
Exactly.
In fact, that's my guess.
And they will smoke that out.
That's my guess. Usually, a giveaway there is for info lots is if it's got really uneven terrain, like it's really slopey, then it was probably deeded when it was subdivided.
Right. There,
it was leftover property.
Right.
And for some reason, way back, they assign unusable property APNs, and they don't do that anymore.
Right.
But a lot of times, more often than not, those are gems, you know, and so I would have a huge conversation first with planning and zoning And then...
Well, Info Reports will do all that.
Yeah, I mean, they can do it for you. So yeah. If you don't want to do the work, call Info Report. Go to inforeports.com and email us there.
Well, you get back, just look at a sample report. And because what's cool about it is when you get it back, you have all the phone numbers to planning and zoning and the name of who they talk to. And it's like, imagine what Info Reports really is imagine your own planning and zoning, you know,
it's
individual calling that planning and zoning and together putting together the most awesome report.
You get a title.
Report.
You get a, you know, the condition of title. Yeah. I mean, it's like having your own due diligence department.
Yeah. There's nothing else you have to do then. That's what makes it great.
I need to write that down because that's a good slogan for that company.
Which
it's like
is?
Having your own due diligence department.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Today's topic, working with your spouse. This is the meat of the show. So you see how I did that? That's a great slogan. And I said to my spouse, write it down.
And she does.
And she did.
Oh.
And it's only because Ron, there's a camera rolling. Because you know how that would go normally? Be like, write it down yourself. What? Are your hands sore today? Write it down.
All right. You want to hear my pros and my cons?
This is the meat of the show.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm jumping in already. This is so funny. Okay. So here's the deal. There are definitely pros and there are cons to working with your spouse. What's interesting is I find that we have a lot of people in our community that are couples that do work together. And it's so great.
I think it's because of us.
I know. They see it. They see it's possible.
Well, they
don't know what we went to.
Only the positive stuff.
Exactly. We've apparently done a horrible job being truthful and honest and telling how hard it was to get here. I'm just kidding. No, I'm teasing. No, but actually that's good and they're successful and they're working together and I love it when they approach us and go, hi, I'm the Jill in the relationship.
Yeah.
And they're the Steven. I'm like, oh, this is cool.
That happens. They know say it just like that.
What their roles are. It's so great. So here's I have three pros and three cons. So to working with your spouse. So one awesome pro to working with your spouse is you are on the same page about investing money and your end business goal. Because that's one of the things you guys, you know, if they wouldn't be into it, obviously, if you didn't have that conversation. Hey, let's do this together. Let's start our own investment company. Here's what I think we should put into it, you know, and they're on the same page. Now, here's the con to that. And by the way, when I talk to people and they're thinking about this, that's a question that I always ask people too. I'm like, okay, what does your significant other think? Because if they are not on the same page, they don't have to be doing it with you, but if they are not on the same page and supportive of you doing this, it's going to be so much harder and it might not work. Because if they say, you spent how much on that property? You know, they're just giving you a hard time the whole way through it.
Or if they say something like this, well, Land Academy sounds like a great idea after you finish the 16 projects that you've already started and you haven't finished.
Exactly.
That's a good sign that that your spouse is not on the same team.
Page. Exactly.
Or on the same team.
Right.
And maybe she doesn't like you at all.
That could be. Okay. So again, I said this. So the pro is this, you're on the same page, investing money in the end business goal. The con to that is, now they have an opinion about how much you're spending and the business goals.
Yeah, so you may have messed up there already by letting that person in. I'm not joking.
Okay.
Sometimes people shouldn't be let in stuff.
You know what? That's fair. You know what? You're right. That's fair.
Do you want to be in a relationship where you tell your spouse and your spouse tells you everything? You know every single thing about that person. Like yesterday, I just told a story that Jill's never heard.
I did.
And we've been together 10 years. That's good.
I agree.
Or maybe she forgot, and that's fine too.
That happens often. I didn't know about Aunt Wanda. I really didn't know. So that's cool. All right. So here's another pro. A pro is you share the work. You know, working with your spouse, you get to share the work, and hopefully you divide up the tasks 50-50. Now here's the con to that. There are always some tasks that are left over that nobody wants to do, number one. And then number two is sometimes you feel like 50-50 is 60-40 or 70-30. Don't you think?
There's always going to be confrontation.
Yeah.
I'm going to work through my list while you're talking.
Okay.
Always. So plan for it. And resolving conflict in any relationship is something that should be practiced and rehearsed, and you should have plan A, plan B, and plan C. You know, my plan C is remove myself from the environment if it's just not working, and then let everything cool off. That's just how it is. Like, some people walk around thinking there should never be any confrontation in a relationship. Those people are going to be really upset throughout their whole life.
That was me.
I know.
For a while. Sometimes it still is me. I kind of, because I'm not, I do not like confrontation.
I don't like it.
I don't.
But stuff doesn't get done.
No.
You know,
I don't
if
like
you're
going
trying to get some stuff done, like, let's say a real estate deal with your spouse, I'm telling you, you're going to have a different, the two people are going to have two different ways to go about doing stuff.
It's
even
true.
If they have the same goal.
Right.
You know, it's never going to work if you don't have the same goal.
It's true.
So Jill and I are fortunate enough to have the same like immediate goal, and I think like the same super long term goal.
I'm sure we do. That's part of why we you know what, that was the basis for a lot of things that we do and why we're still here today. Because when we sat down and line up goals, like where do you want to end, they were really similar, and God, that makes it so much easier.
You know, Jill is people centric, and I am money centric, and.
That's true.
I will put money before people every 7 days a week, and
it's
Jill
true.
Doesn't. And so it's a good thing.
It's
a good yin yang thing.
It's true.
You know, if I can't tell you the number of deals that I've done over my lifetime where it's a great deal, but the person just was unbearable, the seller or the buyer. And I'm the first person to say, you know what, this isn't going to work.
Right.
This is a great piece of real estate. It's a super good buy, but I can't stand talking to you even one more time on this telephone. And where Jill will turn that all around in her favor and somehow make it cheaper for us, like made a better deal for us on the buy or the sell side. I've seen it happen 50 times.
Thank you.
So, you know, I don't mean to overstep my bounds here because I know you're going through a list.
No, it's all good.
But the other thing too, I've seen with couples is that trying to work together, if you have the same talent, like Jill's a people person, I'm the data person, and I really enjoy I enjoy going in a dark room and coming back out 4 hours later with a perfect mailer. You know,
right.
I've been doing that for years and years and years, and I love it. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I think that makes the back of her teeth hurt. If she
makes something hurt.
And then, but I don't answer the phone anymore.
Right.
And Jill does all that stuff. So then it works.
Mm-hmm.
If both of us were data people, I don't know if this would work.
True. It would be very
We'd have
hard.
To hire somebody.
Right. Or we both just love the phone and the sales part of it. And who's going to buy anything? Who's going to send out the offers? So, exactly.
The only reason this works for us, I'll tell you flat out, because we're getting into the time mark here. A, we don't work in the same office at all. We don't work in the same zip code. You know, we get together for the show. We get together for the live events. And to the outsider, it seems like we're always together.
Mm-hmm.
A listener or a watcher or a live event attendee. That's just not the case at all. We would kill each other.
Yeah.
That's just the truth of it.
It's true.
We have different ways that we do transactions. We have different ways that we go about managing these other companies like Land Academy and Title Mind and Offers to Owners and all of it. And the fact is, Jill runs some of them and I run some of them. Jill runs most of them.
You know what? And that's the way it should be for everyone here who's listening and thinking about doing this. If you're thinking about working with your spouse, or you do work with your spouse, that should be your goal. Is as you guys get further along in the process, you should be giving more freedom and responsibility to the other person.
Who wants it?
Right.
If they don't want it, that's not
They should be in charge of X entity or what part of the business, and you just let them go.
Well said. For better or for worse.
Yeah, you just don't.
Like, even if you think you can run it better, just
exactly.
get out of it.
Let them do it their way.
Yep.
You're responsible for yourself. Otherwise, if you're constantly in each other's work, I was going to use other words, but crap, I can say that. If you're in each other, it's just not going to, you're going to make a mess.
Never heard you
and
say
nobody's
that.
Happy. What'd you say?
No one's happy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my definition of compromise.
I know.
Great. No one's happy.
I know. Right, here's my third one. So my third pro and my final pro and the con is about working with your spouse. You know, it's kind of cute. You develop your own language, you understand.
Oh,
wait a minute. You understand the lingo. This is funny.
I thought you were going to say this as a joke. You're serious?
I am serious. Now listen to
it's
this.
It's cute.
Well, hold on a moment. Let me tell you. Let me finish my thing, please.
My goodness.
Working with your spouse is not interrupting the other spouse.
It's ugly is what it is.
Listen to me. One of the this is actually, this is a true thing though. Say you're out. you understand the lingo. You don't have to explain things over and over again. Like, how was your day, dear? You don't have to explain that. You have you'll come up, hopefully, your own way of communicating. Hopefully, it'll be shorter, you know, and you have your own language and all that. Now, the con is, at dinner parties, you're those weirdos.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, what are they talking about? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let them go. I think they need another drink, though. That's it. Just stay away.
Here's the thing. All kidding aside, someone's got to be in charge. There's no, you know, name one company that's ever had co-CEOs. It doesn't exist for a reason. And projects, like, there's always projects, always. We never work on them together. It's always separate. Like, this podcast is mine.
It's true.
Jill is just the talent. She sits down 5 minutes before I turn all this stuff on.
I write my notes.
I produce it. We, you know, she's involved in the marketing, and that's it. Very little, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. Like, if we had to produce this together, it would last 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
You know. And I've heard, if you go out on iTunes, Jill and I have done that when we're stuck in the car for a while. We go and listen to always couples podcasts because they're always at each other's throats.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is funny.
I want to do a show like that because it's just natural. Why did you make me do this today? I don't want to do this show.
That's true. Are we done yet? It's kind of funny.
If you take anything away from this, all kidding aside, someone has to be in charge. And not of everything. Not a CEO of the whole thing. Just someone who's got to be in charge of marketing. Someone's got to be in charge of, let's say, for real estate. Someone's got to be in charge of acquisitions. And someone's got to be in charge of sales.
Yep.
And we didn't even sit down and think that the first deal we ever did together.
No, it just happened.
I had a bunch of leftover deals a long time ago. That inventory, just property that I owned outright. And Jill, for whatever reason, I think she didn't like her job at the time. Or she wanted extra money. I'm not sure, which doesn't matter. She just turned it all into money.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even tell her. So that's just natural. If that's the kind of situation you're in, and there's just natural, like, people are all into it, one part of it and the other, man, you're good.
Thank you.
But I'll tell you, I have to say, I do not recommend working with your spouse at all. I mean it.
It's hard. That's true.
Thank you. Profitable as hell.
It's true.
The con side of that is, You're all your eggs are in one basket then, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why we have lots of companies. We have real estate companies. We have Land Academy. We have House Academy.
Right.
Because one of them goes down, it won't sink the ship.
Exactly.
That's a topic for a different show.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss True Confessions of Stephen and Jill.
This ought to be good. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
What kind of confessions are we sharing tomorrow, by the way?
I'm getting so much email because our group's bigger now. What's it really like, man? Like, what, how many guys' deals do you guys really do?
Oh.
What, how, you know, I know you say that it's only 350 mailers or 300 mailers to buy a rural vacant land, but what is it really?
Right.
How many people in your group are really doing really, really well? I'm going to answer all this. Just
cool.
I'm going to, because we're always honest about it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest compliments I got from a guy like 2 years ago, actually was Justin before we were working together. He said, you guys are always straight up about it. So
yeah.
I'm going to be straight up about it. How much does it costs for me to live every month? You know, this is what happened with my job, and this is what drove me to be, you know, to do some deals and do well.
We're not going to talk about our weight or our age or anything like that, right?
I will personally,
just to clarify,
I will never put you out of your comfort zone.
Thank you, at least
on the air, anyway.
We hope. Thank you. Please rate us wherever you are watching or listening. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.